When they entered to Yusuf, he called his brother alone to himself and said, "In fact, I am your brother Yusuf. Now you need not grieve at what they have been doing." While Yusuf was arranging the loads of their provisions, he put the royal drinking cup into his brother's pack. Later on, a crier called out, "O people of the caravan, you must be thieves." They turned back and asked, "What have you lost?" The royal servant said, "We have lost the king's drinking cup, and the one who brings it will be awarded a camel load of corn. I guarantee it." Yusuf's brother said, "By Allah, you should know by our behavior during our stay here that we did not come here to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves." The royal servant said, "What should be the punishment of the thief if you are liars?" They replied, "The punishment of he in whose pack you find the royal cup will be to make him your bondsman. That's how we punish wrongdoers." After this, Yusuf first began to search the packs of his stepbrothers before the pack of his own brother. Finally, he took it out of his brother's pack. Thus we directed Yusuf. He could not seize his brother under the king's law, but Allah willed otherwise. We exalt in ranks whom we please. He is the one whose knowledge is far greater than the knowledge of all others. At this accusation, his brothers remarked, "This is not strange. If he has committed a theft, for his brother also committed a theft before him." Hearing this, Yusuf suppressed his feelings and did not reveal anything to him. He simply whispered to himself, "What a bad people you are. Allah knows best the truth of what you assert." They said, "O Aziz, he has had a very aged father who may not be able to survive without him. So please take one of us instead of him. We see that you are one of those who do good to others." Yusuf replied, "God forbids that we should receive others than the one with whom we found our property. If we did so, then indeed we would be unjust."